In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. First of all, I would love to welcome our dear brothers and sisters from our beloved churches in India, the Indian Orthodox Church and the Syrian Orthodox Church. So I'm really happy to welcome them among our evangelism teams. They will spend like 10 days in our land, and we are happy to show them our monasteries, our churches, our services, and learn from them how they serve their people and how could they help us or we help them in their services. We have the same faith, by the way, Orthodox, non-Chalcedonian or Oriental churches. We are sister churches, we are one church, members in one body of Christ. This lecture will be given totally in English because of their kind presence between us. So please allow me to speak totally in English. But as you see on the screen, you can see Arabic and English. Our title for today is Rules for Solving Problems. We used to see or to face problems while serving any community, especially the countries where they never heard about our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are always facing problems. And in the last 5 weeks, if you followed me up, you can see that we studied five problems in the first epistle of Corinthians. In his letter to Corinthians, St. Paul was dealing with many problems in an early church, the church of Corinth. He faced the problem of grouping those who were differentiating people from others, were saying, we are Paul people, we are Apollos people, and that was one of the problems. We had another problem of the guy who had done adultery with his mother-in-law, and that was a real problem in an early church, and how could the St. Paul dealt strongly with this problem. Also, we had seen the problem of marriages in an early church. People were asking Paul whether we should marry or not to marry. Can we marry other partner from non-believers or we cannot? And if anyone who became Christian, should he leave his wife or not? We studied this in the last week. So we had seen some of the problems in the first letter of Corinth. And we still have many other problems, as I told you before. The letter of Corinth is the major epistle or letter which we can see many problems in an early church. So it's very important for us as evangelists to study such an epistle because we can see what kind of problems we may face in any new church or in any church in a new country for evangelism. Tonight I'm not going to tell you a specific problem, but I'm going to tell you some major rules in managing any problem. So it's not specific for one specific problem, no, it's kind of general rules. So if you know after the lecture you may say that there are some missing points, okay. To control any problem, you cannot cover the whole story in 30 minutes. First of all, you can see in the letter of St. Paul to Corinthians that praying is the first key to use in solving any problem. You need to pray. We need to pray in dealing or in facing any kind of problem. Whether the problem with the newcomers in the church, with the servant themselves, with the communication with the mother church, with dealing with the community, problems in marriage, problems in upbringing the children, problems, with legal issues, whatever the kind of problem you're facing, you need to pray. This is the first rule and a major rule in solving any problem. And you know, in this prayer, we need to ask for wisdom. Even if you have a long experience in dealing with problems, or even if you spend 30 years evangelizing the Word of God in whatever country, you still need God's wisdom. So don't think of yourself as if you can manage problems. Actually, you cannot unless you are given the grace and wisdom of God. Also, with praying, we get the power of love. With praying, simply our heart capacity is different. We can love people with the power of praying. Because with the problem, actually, we are in another problem that we may not be able to love the people who are making the problem. So this is another problem. If you cannot love the people making the problem, now you are in a bigger problem. So by praying, you will avoid this kind of temptation that you may fall into hatredness, or you fail to love the people making the problem. So you need to pray to guard your heart away against this. Also, with praying, you get the virtue of humility. You remind yourself that you, as a weak servant, you cannot solve problems. So with this humble heart, you will be given the grace. We need the grace of God to solve problems. Problems may not be solved by high IQ or by good experience. Actually, all problems need grace of God, and this grace may not be given without humility. So at least when you pray, in any problem facing you in any service, remind yourself that you need three things in prayer. Please God, give me wisdom. Please God, give me love. Please God, give me humility. So if you pray such a prayer, now you are strong enough to face whatever problems in any country. The second rule of dealing with problems, that you need to listen carefully to all parties, to all sides of the problems. Because you know quite well that somebody may come to you giving you some story, and if you go with him the whole way and you listen to him and you accept the whole story, you may be biased, deviated, it was not the truth. You should listen to other parties of the story. And by listening to many parties or sides, you can see clearly where is the problem and how to tackle such a problem. So this is the common mistake in dealing with problem, that you jump up to deal with the problem after listening to one side. Please never ever listen to one side. And by listening to the sides of the problem, you can analyze the problem. We need to think properly how to analyze such problem. You need to think in a good way why this happened. What exactly the reason or reasons making such a problem. Maybe not a single reason, maybe many reasons. So you need to analyze the story before starting managing or dealing with the problem. You know, there were such a problem in the life of Moses. Moses the prophet, Moses the great, faced many problems in managing his people. But you know, one of the very strange problems that he faced in his late days before he went to God, it's written, now the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Mashir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the son of Joseph, came near and spoke before Moses and before the leaders, the chief fathers of the children of Israel, and they said, "The Lord command my Lord Moses to give the land as an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel." And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. Now if they are married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the children of Israel, then their inheritance will be taken from the inheritance of our fathers. Could you understand the problem? This family had only girls. And you know, the land were distributed according to the men, to the fathers. So if somebody had only females, girls, their land will be taken to other tribes, to other families. So that there was a problem. So Moses actually listened carefully to the people of the problem, and he went back to the law given by God, and he consulted his people, the elders, and then he prayed, then he took a very good decision, and he gave the land to the girls as a special case. So by listening, analyzing, you can judge or you can manage properly any problem. The third rule. First rule was praying. The second rule was listening, analyzing. The third rule, reviewing the goals and principles. As we were saying, Moses went back to the law. So before judging, he went back to the word of God to see what exactly God said in this issue. So in order to manage any problem, please don't go quickly to any judgment before revising what were the goals and principles. Imagine any problem happening in any country, some problem between the servants together, or the servants with the local servant, or the servants with the community. Before dealing with the problem, please revise many questions. Why you are serving? Why you are here? What exactly the will of God in this mission? What did you came for? So when you ask these questions, and when you revise the goals, you can see clearly what to do. But without referring to the goals and principles, you will judge falsely. You understand the point? So we need to think spiritually in the Word of God, in the commandments. We need also to study the social culture and the regulations around. We need to understand the psychology or the personality of the people dealing with. We need even to think in all aspects, reviving the principles and the goals in order to make a good judgment. If you remember the problem of serving tables, remember the story written in the book of Acts chapter 6. There were some problem between the widows served by some of the servants, and they were considered the Hebrew women more than they considered the Greek women, and this kind of problem was brought up to the apostles. And our fathers, the apostles, before judging the story or the managing the problem, they stated a very good statement. By the way, God chose us not to do this, but for the word of God and for praying. Before going into the details of the problem, we, the apostles, were chosen for preaching the word of God and for praying. So this is not our task. This is not our duty. Let's choose the best men who can manage the problem. So by revising the goals and principles, they go for delegation, and this delegation started the rank of deacons in the church, and that was the will of God. You understand? So simply the third rule in dealing with any problem, that you should revise what they call in the world the constitution, the vision, the goals, the targets, the principles, what to do, what not to do, before touching any problem. The fourth point, carefulness without hastiness, applying stage by stage. You know, we need, when we deal with any problem, not to judge everything in one sitting or finish the whole problem, especially if it is a major one, in one word. Actually, some of the problems, many of the problems, are deeply rooted. So in order to manage a deeply rooted problem, you need to go step by step, phase by phase, finish minor problem and another minor problem, and lastly you will finish the whole problem. So we need to think this way. In some marital problems, actually we cannot go with the couple to make them very happy Christian couple in one sitting. We need many steps to go. We need to help them how to pray, how to grow in spirit. We need to teach them how to respect each other. So it's kind of trainable, step by step we apply the judgment, the management of the problem. This kind of staging in resolving, in managing any problem is very essential actually. Some of you may jump into conclusion rapidly and may be frustrated when he see that the management was not completed early or quickly. Actually, we need some time and we need some stages. Also, when you do this, better to apply smart targets. I mean, when you put some solution for part of the problem, make it smart enough, with time bound, with time limited, that you can say, in this month let us make this and that, in the coming month let's do this and that, after 6 months we can make this. So by doing this you can resolving the whole problem wisely. The fifth rule, guidance and speciality. We need, in managing any problem, to ask for guidance, for to consult somebody who is specialist in this. We need to respect those who are specialists in some points. If it is very related to psychology, we need to take the consultation of a psychologist. If it is related to legal issues, we need to consult a lawyer. If it is related to medical issues, we need to consult a doctor. Somebody may manage problem without respect to the speciality or to anyone who is consultant in this. Actually, many problems may be solved just by asking somebody who is really good in this. So we respect, as Orthodox Christian, our fathers in confession, our tutors, our early fathers' writings, so we need such a consultation. As written by Solomon the wise, in a multitude of counselors there is safety. It's a good example of what I mean. There is, in a multitude of counselors there is safety. So you will be safe when you manage any problem consulting those who are wise enough to guide you. Remember the story of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. Actually, he consulted the wrong people. After he took a good consultation from the old people of his father, then he went asking the young people, and they guided him in a wrong way, and that was the start of a division in the kingdom of Israel. because this guidance was very false, was against the will of God. Can any of you remember the 5 points, the 5 rules? Huh? Praying, huh? Listening, analyzing, huh? Reviewing, yes. Carefulness, or giving time, I mean. And then consultation or guidance. The 6 points, by the way, there are 10, okay? So I'll finish soon. Huh? The 6th rule is presenting the proposed alternatives. You know, somebody when he thinks in any problem, he can see either or. He can see just 2 alternatives, to do this or that. In many problems, the 3rd alternative, or maybe the 4th or the 5th, may be the best. So some minds are narrow enough not to see other alternatives. In managing problems, we need to think always of other alternatives. What are the 3rd alternative? You say your solution, he says his solution. Why don't we think of another one different from both, if they are not the proper one? So when you consider this idea, you can manage many problems better than any of the alternatives given early. You know, in the story of Solomon and the mothers, you remember the story when the mothers went to Solomon because one of the children were dead, and each of them complained that this child, the living one, is related to her. There were 2 alternatives, either to give this baby to this one or to this one. So there were only 2 alternatives. Solomon, being wise, he said, I have a 3rd alternative. Let's cut him and give half of him to this mother and half to this mother. And he was smart enough to know that the real mother cannot take this one. And that's exactly what happened. And by saying the 3rd alternative, he made the best solution for the problem. Also, you know, Moses the Great was given a very good advice by Jethro. He had only 2 alternatives in his mind. Either I serve the people from the early morning to the late night, listening to their problems and solving their problems, or I go home and sleep and let them in their problems. Actually, there were a 3rd alternative. Jethro told him, why don't you make many of the leaders? They can solve many of the problems, and you spare your time for the major ones. So this new idea was a better idea than either giving the whole time to the problems or sparing the whole time to prayer or avoiding problems. Rule number 7, specifying a certain clear plan for treatment. When you manage any problem, especially in our service of missionary work, we need always to put some kind of plan. As we said before, it's not one step story. Maybe it will never be covered perfectly in 1 minute or 1 sitting. So why don't you put just a plan, what to do now and what to do tomorrow, what to do after 1 month, who will do whatever and how he will do this. So by making a plan, who will do what, when, where, and the cost. So by putting some kind of plan, you can easily manage many problems. You know, it was written simply in one of the problems which faced Elijah the prophet, the disciple of Elijah. He said, go borrow vessels from everywhere. That's one step. from all your neighbors. Empty vessels. A second step. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you. This is another step. And your sons, then pour it into all those vessels. Another step. And set aside the full ones. And he continued telling her what to do step by step. And then, you know, go and sell this oil and then cover all the debts. So this kind man, simple man, 3,000 years ago, he solved the problem in a very sequential way, very organized way, with a plan, simple plan for a simple widow to do. Rule number eight, following up the solution. We in our country as Egyptians always suffer from this point. We do not follow up. We do not maintain things. We may start good. We may be busy with solving the problems at its time. But when it rather be solved, usually we forget about the story. And after a few days or few months, usually the problem comes up again, because we did not have any plan of maintaining the solution or following up the problem. This happens always in dealing with problems, in the marital problems, relationship between husband and wife, relationship between parents and children, relationship between servants, between leaders and servants, priests and servants, servants and congregation. So if we do not follow up the solution, usually the problems get more complicated. We need some kind of periodic following up. If you have a problem, and thank God you could manage the problem in a good way, please think, how can you follow this up in order to avoid recurring back the problem or making other problems? Again, it needs some kind of evaluation. Did the solution cover the whole story, or it was not enough to manage the problem? Sometimes when dealing with some problem, we cover or we solve some part of the problem, but we ignore other parts. And by ignoring some part of the problem, usually the problem pops up again and may be complicated more than before. So we need, by following up, to evaluate the solution and may modify the ideas if necessary. Rule number nine. Some problems, after praying, asking God for His wisdom, love and humility, you find out that you have nothing to do. In some problems, it's very much complicated, up to the point that you have nothing to do. Wait a minute, that's very, very easy. Just leave it for God. Leave it to time. Time may solve many problems. Believe me, I have seen many problems solved only by freezing, by time. Just pray, but if you have nothing to do, if there is nothing to be done, sometimes time can be the best treatment of some of the problems. The last point, we need to benefit from the problem. If you are a good servant, you will not only solve the problem, but with problem and with solutions, you are now getting wiser. You are now getting older in spirit. I mean, your scope is different. You can see things differently because you passed through this experience of problem and alternatives, and you overcome the problem. So you need to know that problems are part of your your being a good servant. You need to pass through many problems in order to be a good servant. So don't worry about problems, you should face many of them, and if you face them in a proper way, actually you are getting stronger. And this is God's will, to see the truth, to see the will of God, to be wise with the wisdom of God by problems and by their management. Simply, you may avoid recurring or recurrence of this problem. Simply, with some of the problem, we may discover the wise people living around us, because you may listen to some wise idea and now you trust this man who gave you this advice. Also, with the problem solving, you may build up the program of principles and rules for the future. This is simply some points or some rules in dealing with the problems we face usually in evangelism. Any questions? Most of you are very sleepy, and this is a real problem, and we need alternatives. Any problem? Any question? Yes, go ahead. Root cause for any problem. Okay, I put it in the point of analyzing the problem. I agree. This root cause, because he meant that some of the problems, the real reason is not the one who can you can see from the first look. Sometimes the real reason is very much rooted down, deep down, and you need to think it many times and to consult others to see the real reason of the problem. Yes, go ahead. I'm one side of the problem and you are in the problem. Okay. You do not allow for others to... Okay. If I understand you right, actually we are dealing with problems in service, in missionary work. So you will be one part of the problem, because even if two servants, both are sisters or brothers to you, you're still part of the story. You need to love all parties, you need to pray for them, you need to advise them with the word of God, and you need to be humble enough to consider and respect all other sides. If other parties will not accept this solution, I think sometimes we should raise the issue to a higher level, somebody who can make a decision. You got me? Okay. Any more questions or advices? Go ahead. Some problems, we may open the story frankly to all the attendings to share in, but some other problems the leader cannot speak out loud about the secret or the problem, so we cannot put it, you know, as a general rule. In some problems, better to take the advices or the opinions of all parties. But in some other problems, you cannot take the advices of all. You are hurting other sides. You understand? Yes, go ahead. Sorry again. Miscommunication, misunderstanding. how do one act when it is right and wrong. Actually, even the right and wrong sometimes is relative. Sometimes what you see as very right and others wrong, it's not that really right. So better to consult, as we said, your father of confession. Maybe the right thing you see is kind of, you know, your tightened mind does not see all alternatives. But if it comes to things against the commandment of God, actually we should stay strong, holding the commandment of God. Okay, because of the time, again I'm welcoming our dear brothers and sisters from our dear Indian and Syrian Orthodox Church. The verses to be memorized. By the way, last week only 18 memorized the part given, so this is not allowed. Okay, Corinthians chapter 9, the first Corinthians chapter 9, verses from 19 to 22. By the way, when we write 19 to 22, means 19 included and 22 included. Okay? So it's 19, 20, 21 and 22. Four verses, by the way. This is the part you can see on the screen. And the homework of this week, according to the rules, if you remember the rules given in this lecture, please think and write down how did St. Paul deal with two problems in two chapters. Okay, look to this. St. Paul dealt with many problems in his first epistle to Corinthians. We choose two problems and we are asking you to tell us how could St. Paul manage these two problems. What the rules used by St. Paul. The problem of the offerings made to the idols and the problem of doubting in his being an apostle. In chapter 8 you will find there was some kind of problem which is related to the offering given to the idols. In chapter 9 they were accusing him as if he is not an apostle. How could he manage these two problems? Using the ideas given in the lecture. We need the homework to be done week by week. Okay?